Talking today with Jeff Edwards, of course, our state wheat specialist for Oklahoma State University. Jeff, we're right in that that very important time of year where we got to make some big decisions as we get ready for planting this 2011 winter wheat crop. You were indicating today there are some things we really have got to take care of business on this year.
That's correct. Probably first and foremost is that we have to upgrade to newer varieties. If you look at our variety trials, there's a good 20 bushel spread between the lowest and highest yielding varieties in most of those locations. And even at low wheat prices, you're talking $60 to $100 per acre difference in revenue generation just by choosing a newer, better variety. The other thing that we need to work on is doing a better job with weed control, getting those weeds controlled in the fall, and going ahead and making plans right now, having some contingency plans on how to control those weeds in the fall in a timely fashion. And I guess third and finally, the thing that growers need to be doing right now, if they have not done so already, is a soil test. I was surprised at one of our research locations that the soil pH had actually dropped below 5.0. We're a victim of our own success. We've been growing Endurance out there. It's very tolerant of low soil pH and hadn't noticed that the soil pH had actually dropped off that much. But a soil test told the tale. And I think there are a lot of fields out in Oklahoma that are below that 5.0 mark that really need to be limed.
I know you, on that first point, the idea of the varieties, you indicated that these newer varieties, this newest generation, really has some benefits for our producers.
They certainly do. We have relied for years on Jagger as a good wheat variety and being the parent of other good wheat varieties, and the genes within Jagger that conferred stripe rust and leaf rust resistance held up for several years. The leaf rust started breaking down about 3, maybe 4 years ago, and this past year, the stripe rust package on Jagger fell apart. And you could pick out, in southwest Oklahoma, you could pick out Jagger or Jagaline standing from the road in the variety plots because they were just bronzed over. And in those cases, there is no reason not to replace those acres. If you're growing Jagger or Jagaline, there is no doubt that planting a newer variety with a better resistance package would more than pay for the cost of certified seed.
Talk to me about a couple of these varieties that Dr. Carver has released. I know what Duster, Billings, these type of varieties.
You mentioned one there. Duster had a great year this year. It topped several of our variety trial locations throughout southwest and central Oklahoma and performed well all the way up through northwest Oklahoma and the Panhandle. So it's had a banner year. Billings is another variety that has done well this year and surprised us a little bit. We said Billings has its best fit in north central Oklahoma, as the name would indicate, or under irrigation in other parts of Oklahoma, including the Panhandle. However, it performed very well in some dryland trials this year. We'll see if that trend continues, but it looks very good. It's an early maturing variety to kind of balance out the medium maturity of Duster. So that's another good one. And, of course, Endurance was the top variety in the state this past year. One of the reasons for that is tolerance to low soil pH. Has a good 3-year track record and did well this year, but it couldn't quite compete with some of the other varieties like Duster, Billings, or Jackpot at some of the variety trial locations.
Talk to me about this issue of protein. That's been a sticking point. That was, I guess, I'm sure we're going to hear about that in the wheat review later this week, but just couldn't get consistently that 12% level this year.
We couldn't, but I will say, and these results will be published later this afternoon, actually. I have the protein analysis from our variety trials. We just finished gathering that data, and I was surprised that our protein levels actually weren't that low. We had a few hot spots, such as Frederick in that area, where our protein levels fell below 12%. But at most locations, our protein levels range from 12 to 14%. So I do think there were some pockets of low protein, and certainly over the state as a whole, maybe it wasn't where we wanted it to be. But I think our growers that fertilized adequately still had decent protein.
So that soil test and knowing how much fertilizer you need is a key.
It is. The soil test, knowing how much fertilizer you need, and probably, you know, the best management practice for nitrogen would be to use the sensor-based nitrogen program. In several years, that program has told people that maybe they were applying a little bit too much nitrogen. This year, though, if you look at the results from those sensor-based trials, in most cases it was telling us we needed to step up and apply a little more nitrogen because we had good yield potential, and this was a year where we were going to respond to additional nitrogen fertility. So I was really pleased to see those results in that whenever we need more nitrogen, it did tell us that, yes, we needed more.
Is this a situation as we step up to these newer varieties and they've got better yield potential, do we need to say, you know, instead of fertilizing for a 30-bushel crop, we need to fertilize for maybe a 40-bushel crop most years?
I think in several circumstances, yes, we are. We are under-fertilizing. Our varieties we're growing today are much better than they were even 5 years ago, certainly better than they were 10 years ago. So they do have better inherent yield potential, and in order for us to realize that yield potential, we are going to have to step up to the bat in terms of fertility, but also in terms of weed control and overall management and timeliness of our applications with nitrogen, herbicides, everything.
As far as getting ready for the planting season, if you summed all this up together, for that one take-home message to that producer, what do they need to be really, really focused on?
Look at the variety trial results and upgrade your variety. If your variety was released more than 4 or 5 years ago, it's probably time to upgrade that variety. So look at those variety trial results and upgrade your wheat varieties that you're growing.
Wheat specialist for Oklahoma State University Extension, Dr. Jeff Edwards. Some great advice for wheat producers as they contemplate the planting of the 2011 wheat crop. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.